Hey, boys, I'd have arrived.
Is that, are they all here?
Yeah.
There they are. Hello there. Oh, jeez, look at them, look at them. That's, they understand what I'm saying.
They're speaking their language. Is that how they talk?
Dominic and I can speak fluent Dublin. And they'll understand. You won't understand it, but they'll understand.
That's right. Which means that that's right.
That's right. Yeah.
How would you greet Boyzone when you go?
Oh, hey, how are you?
Yeah. Or the classic, if you want.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Right. Say it again, Dave.
Hello there.
That's it.
There.
It's uncanny.
Can you speak at any Dublin, Kerry?
Hello there.
Apart from the one we just given you?
not really.
Try this one out.
What?
Samantha Mumba.
No, it's Samantha. Samantha Mumba.
Samantha Mumba.
Roy.
Samantha Mumba.
Roy.
It's Roy Keane. No, that's going to be northern, isn't it?
And he's not in Boyzone anymore. They booted his ass out.
Yeah.
He never made the final five.
Too miserable, never smiled.
It was, I believe it was between Roy Keane and Shane.
Mm.
And Shane, you know, was the better dancer. So anyway, the boys are all in, and we'll chat with them first. We've got to chat to Louis Walsh, though, so we'll get him on the phone and have a chat with him. However, if you're sitting there going, Boyzone, I remember them, I'm very young, I'd like to know more, or you'd just like to refresh your memory, here is the absolute 100% true guide to the history of Boyzone.
Boyzone was formed in Ireland years ago. When six no-hope scallywaggers decided to stop stealing cars in their native Dublin and go to an audition set up by X Factor judge Louis Walsh. Rumour has it that being Welsh, Louis wanted to call the band Boyzone, but the lads were having none of it and collectively agreed that even though it was a crap name, they were going to become Boyzone for as long as they could all get away with it. Led by the musical brains of Sean Lynch and Keith Duffy, Boyzone took the world by storm with a collection of pop songs that had girls and boys excited everywhere, from Dublin to Doncaster. Backed up by dancers Rogan Keating, Stephen Gately and Mick Graham, the fine writing on Lynch and Duffy was proving too much for the world as they threatened to eclipse Lennon and McCartney and become bigger than Take That, The Cause and Shane Ward on the global music stage. As is always the way, though, the road to pop stardom is never easy. And soon there were problems at Boyzone HQ. In 1988, under intense pressure from the media, Shane Lynch finally came out of the closet and announced to the world that he was gay. Once this was public, Keith Duffy also decided to become an actor and moved to Albert Square, where he became a born-again Buddhist and part-time Formula One racing driver. Although at least this time, the cars he were racing weren't nicked. With no Lynch and Duffy to write the music, the rest of the lads were knackered with nothing to dance to. So Mick became a cowboy, Stephen became a child catcher, and Rogan got a job at the fairground, which proved to be the inspiration for his autobiography, Life on a Roller Coaster, which he wrote all by himself. And so it all seemed over for Boyzone until a couple of weeks ago when Louis Walsh decided to reform the band and cash in on the renaissance of fellow old-timers E17, Five, and All Saints, who are all currently enjoying a remarkable comeback. So we can ask them all about that soon when Keith, Sean, Stephen, Rogan and Mick are here live on The Chris Moyle Show. Let's hope that this time they really are back for good.
Back for good. Well done, Alan.
On Radio 1.
Key text messages.
81199.
He's not called Rogan.
What fact was wrong? Good morning, Louis Walsh.
Good morning, Christopher. How are you?
I've been better.
I know. Listen. Get it over with. Just give me the public bollock, and I don't mind.
Do you think
get
that,
it over?
Do you think I'm gonna tell you off this morning?
Yeah.
All right. So Louis Walsh texts me, calls me, saying, "Can you get Boyzone on the show?" And he texts, Ali rings Allard, and he calls Dominic, and he's desperate to get Boyzone on the show. What are you doing?
Go on.
Right. Is that not true?
Yes, all true, Chris. Right. Yeah, that's all true.
So we said, all right, well, we'll get Boyzone in, but you've got to come in as well. And then we had him on the phone yesterday, and we said, we'll get you in, we'll play this game. What are you doing? Are you touching it? What are you doing? You're making all these heavy breathing noises.
No, it's me. I'm sighing.
So then Louis's going to come in and play a game, and then for every question he gets right, Boyzone get a minute worth of interview.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And everybody's up for everyone's happy, it's all going to be great. And then Louis, at 9 o'clock last night, rings Alan and goes, "Ah, oh, Alan, I'm so sorry, I'm really tired. I'm exhausted, I'm tired. I'm not going to make it in the morning, but I'll be on the phone." Yeah. And we're like, well, hang on a second, you're coming in, we've written a quiz for you, we've prepared it all, we've got with the whole, you know, what do you mean you're coming in? Oh, I'm really tired. I've been in bed.
Yes, I was exhausted yesterday, all day.
I'm boo-hoo!
I'm professional. I'm sorry.
Boo-hoo! You're exhausted because you're driving to Belfast to claim your millions of pounds from Westlife.
No. Listen, I'm unprofessional. And I've messed up. Right, so get it over with. Come on. You made me feel really bad yesterday.
Do you know, there's a train of thought going around that you had no intention of coming into the show in the first place, and that you'd always planned to not come in.
No, I wanted to go. I told the boys I was going to be there.
That's what Rachel thinks.
Rachel?
Yes?
You're wrong.
I don't know, Rachel.
I think you
might have a point, Rachel. Do you know what? I'd be very, you know, we've known Louis a long time, and I'd be, you know, maybe he's a liar. Maybe he's pulled the wool over our eyes.
I wanted to go. I was totally, totally wrecked. Honestly.
You know what? Just bearing in mind, Boyzone are going to be coming in. I'm going to be probing them about stuff. You remember them when Boyzone were the big band? I bet Louis looked at Boyzone and said, "Don't worry about this Westlife. You'll always be the big boys."
I didn't, Chris. It wasn't like that.
And then all of a sudden, Ronan turns up to a gig. "Where's Louis?" Says, like, "I haven't seen him. He's not here." All right. And then he misses another gig, and then he misses it because he's hanging with the Westlife.
It's not true.
No, they're all nodding.
Is this true or not, Louis?
I heard that one of the reasons that you and Ronan fell out because Ronan said that you weren't there for him anymore. Is that true?
Maybe. It's national radio. I'm not slagging anybody. Chris, don't give me a hard time.
Wow. I heard that Stephen Gately is straight. And he only said he was gay to get some attention and love from you because he felt that he was missing out, and he thought that if he came out, and that was a massive surprise. Nobody knew.
You'd be surprised. I didn't know when he auditioned for the band.
In, Louis. Seriously.
I didn't know when he auditioned for the band. Ask him. I really didn't know.
Yeah, but you must have known. Everybody knew. Stephen Gately's the only famous person who's ever come out and gone, "I'm gay," and everybody went, "Yeah, we know."
Okay.
What's the story, Stephen? I don't know. Sorry, I'll come back to you.
Chris, listen, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. You're going to have to forgive me.
I'm
going to have to make it up. I'll do 10 Hail Marys.
I tell you what, I bet you won't be too tired for the X Factor auditions when they start filling your bank account with money.
Yeah, well, they're actually looking for a new boy band. They texted me yesterday.
Have you got no loyalty?
They rang me as I said,
"You've got a boy band through the glass standing there without you, and you're already pitching for another one."
They text me as I said,
Keith Duffy can't even open his eyes. He's so tired.
Yeah.
He's lying on the couch with shades on.
That's normal. But they're looking for a new band, and I have an audition next Wednesday.
Do you know what? If I was Boyzone, I'd fire you.
They might do that anyway.
I'd fire you because you're too greedy.
They might do that anyway after today, you know?
Too greedy and too old. Do you know what you should do, Boyzone? You should lower his percentage. give him 5%. 5%.
Chris,
that's all
don't talk money. Please, no money.
Certainly, money seems to get you out of bed.
And you.
This is what I do. This is my job, and this is your job. You should have been here.
I know.
All our listeners are gutted that.
Listen, Chris, I know I should have been there. I know.
Chris, Jesus, don't. I'm tired. I've been in bed all day. You old fart.
I'm too old, I swear. Listen, I went to Belfast to me. I went out to...
You went to see Westlife?
I went to see Westlife.
You've let me down, you've let the Boyzone lads down.
I went to see Boyzone two nights in Belfast, then I went to see Westlife.
You went to see Westlife. And then that's it.
Chris, stop staring at us, please.
Dave, what do you think? Do you think it's a bit, you know...
Well, obviously, I too am disappointed that Louis's not here live today, but I can only go on what he's saying and the fact that he's exhausted from his busy schedule.
I don't even think he's in Dublin. I think it's in Spain.
Dublin?
I think it's in Miami.
No, I'm in Dublin, Chris, and it's a nice
Do you know what? I think it's in Miami with Westlife.
And Will Smith.
They're all sitting around the pool in their boxer shorts, drinking champagne, slapping each other on the back.
Mm.
Chris, you have to let this one go.
I'm very disappointed.
I know you are.
See, do you know?
I got your text last night.
Do you know how angry Boyzone are?
I don't know. No.
Do you know how angry they are? Seriously, now.
No, I really don't know. I did talk
Keith,
to Ronan last
Keith,
night.
Keith, did you not ring all of them?
No, I couldn't get Keith.
Just like the old days, Boyzone. He only talks to Ronan. Where was Shane's phone call? Ronan's there going, oh, God's sake. Ronan, it's Louis on the phone. Oh, God, I preferred it when we had a row. Hello? Stephen Gate, you didn't get a phone call last night?
No, Mikey didn't
get
a phone.
Mikey didn't get, but you don't even have Mikey's number, do you?
I do, yeah.
Somebody told me that it was only the other gig the other night you realised he was back in the band. Is that true?
That's true. What I heard. Not true. Chris, come on. Move on, please.
Well.
Please.
What are you going to do, Louis, to make up for this?
Buy us a car.
Rachel, I don't know, but I will do something.
I spent an hour preparing a quiz yesterday.
Boys don't want a car
each. I can do
each.
The quiz, you
boys,
know?
Boys don't want a car each.
I'll do the quiz now.
We'll have a car each.
Yeah.
And I could do with a wardrobe still.
I'll talk to you afterwards, Rachel. But I can do the quiz.
Our Citroen Zara Picasso is on the way out, actually, in all seriousness.
You know what? I think there's a lot of making up to do.
Okay, well, I'll do it.
Simon Cowell just texted as well. He's saying that if this is the level of professionalism that you've dropped to now, he's thinking about putting you on Britain's Got Talent.
I don't want to be on that show, Chris. No.
Who does?
No, I definitely don't.
Keith Duffy has even got up from his sleep on the sofa. He's even taking his shades off. He's that angry.
Oh, God. Chris, move on. Come on. I'm sorry.
Listen, shut up. I don't want to hear from you anymore.
I'm unprofessional.
I don't want to hear from you anymore.
Okay.
You know what? I held out for you. I thought there was a glimmer of hope there, but, you know, quite frankly, I'm sorry, but Louis?
Yeah?
You're fired.
Okay.
I'm now the new manager of Boyzone.
Okay.
We're going to manage them.
I'd love you to do a duet with them.
Listen, it's nothing to do with you anymore. You're history. You're gone.
Am I really?
Yeah, you got on your outfit. You're yesterday's news.
I've still got Westlife.
Do you know what you are?
Yeah.
You're the new Pete Waterman. We had it. It's all gone.
How do I get it back?
You've got nothing left now but your millions of pounds.
So what do I do?
You do nothing.
Okay.
I'm the new manager now. I'm gonna fix this band.
Okay.
I'm gonna sort them right
out. Well, I can help you.
No, I don't want your help.
On
the
QT.
I wouldn't want to ruin your sleep.
Okay.
Grandad.
Why don't you do as you well with them, Chris?
I've got plans for Boyzone. I'm gonna mix this band up. Dave and I have got plans.
Okay.
You know, I know Dominic and Dave were saying the one thing that Boyzone tracks are lacking.
Yep.
Panpipes.
Yes.
And I think they're right, so we're gonna get on that. You're missing a trick.
Okay.
Panzone.
That's right.
Panzone.
Now I'm gonna keep the name Boyzone.
Boyzone. That's right.
Well, Louis were very upset and
Boy Pipes.
Good luck getting out of bed.
I'm out of bed. I'm fine now.
No, there you go. He's fine now. All right. Well, Louis, have a nice day.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Is that it?
That's it. You're done.
Okay.
You're done.
Can I hear the interview?
What?
Are you going to talk to the guys?
In fact, the guys said they don't want to do it.
Okay.
They said they feel embarrassed and ashamed. In fact, two of them have gone off to literally scrub their bodies clean of you before they sign the new contract. For 40%. With Chris Moyle's show management.
40%.
I would love your help. I would love your help.
I think you need a home help. That's what you need because you're too tired, you can't get out of bed.
I'm out of bed now.
Right. What time are you meeting Westlife for lunch? Terrible. It's terrible, isn't it?
So.
Right, that's it. We're going to do the news now, and then we're going to interview the boys about their new management structure.
Okay.
And
can I listen in?
What?
Can I listen in?
What, on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can stay connected.
Okay.
Can you still hear us all right? Oh, no, we've cut you off. Oh, what a shame. That is very weak, though, isn't it? Chris, I'm tired. I've been in bed all day. If you've been in bed all day, what are you tired for? Get on a plane. I'll sort this out with the boys' own boys. I think a Chris Moyle Show management deal, which is why it's such a high percentage, because...
Just recap, that's 40%.
40%, right. Yeah. And by the way, that's discount rates, because it's like going in with two dragons on Dragon's Den.
Right.
Not only do you get our... Well, you don't get any money, but you get our expertise.
Mm. And marketing know-how.
You're talking to the man, Chris Moyles, who got Peter Andre to number one. That's You're talking to the man who got Billy's Honey to the Bee back in the charts 10 years after it was out. Now that's power. You're talking to the boys, Dominic and Dave from Folkface.
Hi there.
Who have played Glastonbury, Maidstone, you know.
Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking to Rachel, whose favourite Elton John song is Tiny Dancer.
Boom. We are full of hits.
Need I say more? Mm. Forget Alad and Carrie, but really, us four, that's your 40% right there.
Yeah. Mm.
Carrie and Alad can do administration work and curries.
You say it like that, it's a cheap deal, actually.
And do you know how the 40% is divided?
No.
10% each.
That's right. There you go.
So you're doing pies and management now.
I'm going to have my own brand of pies.
Yeah.
Pies
and boys' own. In fact, I'm going to have a boys' own pie. Do you know what a boys' own pie is?
No, I do not.
It looks good on the outside. It tastes even better.
Mm.
Well, that sounds a bit pervy, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a boy pie.
That's right.
Right, time
like,
for the news.
You like boys, you'll like boy pie. That's what it is.
That's a marketing dream, isn't it?
Ever wanted to know what it'd be like to have boys on a plate covered in gravy? Well, we've got the next best thing. There's a good chance, up until a few years ago, Shane probably would have let you do that to him, but now he's a changed man.
And it's all topped with our special Stephen pastry.
That's right.
Do you think we need more sleep?
Yeah, yes. Shane lunch as well.
Wow, nice. You're on a roll.
Yeah. That'll do now.
Duffy.
Dinner.
Duffy, Keith Buffet.
Nice.
Keith Buffet, Shane Lunch.
Ronan Dave, write eating. This down. Look, he's writing these down. He's so proud of himself.
Stephen Pastry.
Ronan Eating.
Yes. That's a good one.
What's, eating out.
Who have we missed out?
Mikey.
Right, drop him. There you go. If he hasn't got a name, well, we can put a pun to it. He's out of the band. That's like we all make more money.
Have you got Stephen Gravy? Have you said that one?
Stephen Pastry.
Oh, pastry.
Stephen Gravy if you want. Stephen Gravy doesn't sound quite
Let's change name. Mikey's surname to Gravy.
Okay.
There you go. Everyone's happy. Brilliant. Right, let's get a move on. Let's do the news, and then let's play a couple of songs, and we'll get Boyzone in the studio.
What a bunch of entrepreneurs we are.
Piezone, the new band and cooking sensation.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
They sound good. They look good. They taste good. Seeing the adverts now.
Yeah, it's got legs.
I bet Cheggers will make it as well. Make the advert.
Get Kerry Katona in the adverts.
Mac!
Why am I fat? Because I like Piezone. Something like that. Right, what have we got coming up? We've got Duffy's new song. We've got Klaxons. And it's time to welcome into the studio the one and only Boyzone. And here they are. Look, there's Ronan and Mikey and Stephen and Shane and the other one.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Chris. How are you doing?
I am very well. How are you? This is so exciting. Look at this.
This is odd, isn't it? It's like being taken back in time.
Wow.
Do you remember the first time?
I remember every time. Well, there's one time I don't remember, but...
you choose to forget.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Anyway, that's an old story, Keith. How are you?
I never said a word. I just said you remember the first time me and Stephen came in to see you when you were on a different show.
That was true. That was right.
Yeah.
And then literally, we went from that meeting to me taking a poo in your bath in the hotel.
Did you?
Yeah. And then we all became friends.
We like it.
Yeah. Anyway, now that's out of the way.
How's it going?
It's going very well.
Good, man. We've had a good laugh in there.
That was the right grilling you gave Louis Walsh there.
Do you know what? That guy should be dead to you. He should be dead to you. You know, how dare he?
We like the sound of your new contract anyway. Your new
offer. Listen, you know, we've thought about this long and hard, and we think that we could make this work. You've been very fair with 40%.
Mm. Yeah, that's very fair. That's a fair deal.
Well, I think you know, I think 40% is good. I think it's fair. You know, we had to make a few changes, and it's ironic that Mikey, you think it's a good idea because you're out.
Okay.
the way I see it is four looks good, five makes it look a bit scruffy.
Okay.
So it was between you and Duffy.
I'll just go back to ranching cattle. So yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
No, you can stay. Obviously, you can stay.
Thanks,
Stephen. You've gone.
I'm gone?
Yeah, you're out.
We need a gay one.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, but he's not gay, though. Isn't that what they said?
That's true. It's all a lie. You did it.
It's a PR scam.
You became gay. You pretended you were gay to get some attention from Louis because you were feeling that there was some love that he wasn't giving you.
That's it.
True.
That's it.
It's terrible what you have to do for some attention.
How much do you hate Westlife?
Me as an individual or
collectively?
Collectively? We don't hate Westlife at all.
Not at all.
They very nicely sent us two bottles of champagne there in Belfast.
With their money?
They did.
Two bottles each?
But they could have sent five.
Two bottles each?
No, between us.
No.
So there's five of you, and they send two bottles. They're cheap.
That's a tart.
They're the share, you know.
We didn't touch them, though. I think there was arsenic in it.
I think so.
Arsenic.
I drank both.
That's right. Ronan believed that they were poisoned. Ronan believes that Westlife poisoned Ronan to get him out of the way.
He said, Mikey, have a drink of that for us.
They're trying to put you out of the game.
Yeah. They want to be successful. They've got to move you guys out of the way.
That's it.
So it must be nice now. What are you putting on your lips today, Shane?
My lips are a little bit dry there, Chris.
You've changed so much. Look
I know,
at you. You're a changed man. You really are a changed man.
Well, I'm trying, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, good for you.
Thanks.
You know, who'd have thought? In the days when, of the excesses of the boy band world. And you know what it's like behind the scenes. You know, there's a lot of drinking going on.
No.
Mainly from those two at the end, from Shane and Keith. You know, there were some debauched stories, as you know, and who'd have thought that Shane, you'd have gone from that to being on Supermarket Sweep?
With you.
With me! And you lost.
And we lost.
To me!
To you.
And Alan!
Absolutely.
So now, how did this all get back together? Because now, you know, you all fell out with Ronan.
Yeah, basically.
You killed Boyzone.
Mm.
That's what they think. That's what I think they think.
That's what happened.
Right. So let me get this right. You tell me when I'm wrong, right?
Okay.
So,
you're wrong.
I will start. Yeah. So the five of you are ticking along. Boyzone's a massive success. You're making a lot of money. Probably for other people.
I'm 40% anyway.
I remember Keith Duffy saying to me, I got no money. I just bought a house. They think I'm loaded. I got nothing. Wait till they find out. Do you remember that conversation?
No.
You were very drunk and I forced it out of you.
In the bath.
No, it was no.
All in the bath.
He was in the jacuzzi, I was in the bath.
Yeah. Forced it out in the bath.
Stephen was in the V-Day.
Yeah.
So everything's going well and then the story goes that you all decide you'll do solo projects.
No, Roland decided we were all doing solo projects.
Right, yeah.
So you, now, did you, no, seriously, Roland, because right, you're all friends now.
Yeah. Well, no, we all decided to take a break, but I was the reason the break led to a breakup.
Right. So you wanted to go off and do something.
Yeah, we all wanted to do different things.
I don't think that's true.
No,
I don't think
they
did. Well, Mike is shaking his head, he's stood right next to you.
He was the first out, he was gone out of the blocks, legged it, scarpered.
Mikey
ran out of an aqueduct.
He went sprinting towards that solo career. Was running so fast he missed it.
That's it.
even these two chances at the end had a big hit. So you went off. Now, when you left, and be serious now, I'll be honest with you. When you left to do your solo stuff, did you think you'd go back, or did you think secretly, I ain't good?
No, I mean, I didn't think it was going to go
right,
back.
Right, okay. Because you felt you'd done it, and now you could do something on your own and be your own man.
When you're in a boy band, or any sort of band like Boyzone was, it's a pressure cooker.
I mean, right.
Living in each other's pockets, I think we all had enough. We needed to get out.
Hmm.
And, to be honest, I did think eventually I'd get back. I didn't know when that was going to be, whether it be 12 months or 12 years.
But then it started to be successful, and you thought, well, why should I give this up?
Yeah.
Right, I understand that.
Yeah.
Keith Duffy looking at me. There's still anger in those eyes.
No, there's nothing.
Oh, Guinness.
There's nothing to love for you.
What time did you get to bed last night, Duffy?
Well, I was working very late on the lotto last night, you see, and that little glass of red wine before I went to bed.
Right. So you got to bed, what, maybe kind of 10 o'clock, half 10?
20 minutes ago.
Nothing changes. That's why he never drove the van in the early days. We couldn't trust him.
He tried.
I thought I was driving.
He tried a few times. He's sitting in the back with a fake steering wheel, so he was like that, keeping me happy, that'll be. All right, so let's have a look. These are my notes about you. So this is what you've been up to in those years since... So the last time you were together as Boyzone collectively was like 2000?
Yeah, January 2000.
Wow, okay, so that's a long time ago. Ronan carved a successful solo career with 5 albums under his belt.
Five
albums? Is that right?
It's a big belt.
Is it 5 solo albums?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
God, you're for a renewal of your contract now,
aren't
you?
Yeah, I am, actually. I think I'm back.
This is honest.
But then some of that, a lot of that, you know, the good stuff was the early stuff was great, but then you started doing the duets with opera singers and all that crappy stuff.
And
that.
Well, I asked you and you wouldn't do one.
Yeah, I didn't want.
No.
I'd have done it with you, but not, you know.
No, thanks, Chris.
I'd have done that. Like that.
It was a good one, that was
a good song.
It was a good one.
Stephen?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You're not in the army.
I'm shocked.
He wishes he was.
Stephen, you went solo?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then, run me through some of the solo songs you did.
I done I Believe.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Yeah. And, I don't know what else.
Bright Eyes.
New Beginning, Bright Eyes.
Bright Eyes. Burning like fire.
Star.
Yeah.
Sure. And then you went into the West End.
Yeah.
You went into Joseph.
Yeah.
No, not a word. How long did you do that for?
Joey Jackson.
8 months.
You enjoy that?
Yeah, I love that.
See, See, I'd imagine that would be very, very rewarding because it's something very different. And
yeah, it was tough. Yeah. We had 3 shows on a Saturday, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Like Panto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But more glamorous.
But more glamorous, yeah.
nicer jacket.
Keith?
On shot.
Keith, Coronation Street. Now that is hilarious.
In a bar.
The funniest thing about this, the funniest thing about the Keith Duffy story is, for me, that he goes on Celebrity Big Brother. Was it the first one?
Yeah.
First Celebrity Big Brother.
7, 8 years ago.
And he said, I'm doing this to get my profile up a little bit. People see me as an individual, as myself, rather than part of a band, and I'd like to go off and do some acting. Maybe some people might see me in this, give me an acting job, which me and Dave thought was hilarious. Oh, well, like that. Yeah, that'll work. He goes in the Big Brother. He walks straight out into Coronation Street, which I thought was a very
result.
Good
yeah, result.
Thank you very much.
Sadly, you didn't keep that job, and now you're back with Boyzone again. Shane?
Yes, sir.
And you also had the hit with Shane.
Yeah.
The three of you teamed up.
We did.
To do the Milli Vanilli song.
That's right.
Which was very funny.
It was.
And then you bought an island and called it Celebrity Love Island, you lived for several years, seemed. And then you did the games.
That's right.
Did you win that?
I did.
Good man.
A joint win with Mr. Gay UK.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
And he went straight. he went straight into Joseph as well.
Yeah, you won't get any of those stereotypes from this show that you get from these.
I haven't
from these lads.
Since I walked in the door.
From these lads, you won't get it from us. Well, we're very gay friendly.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice enough.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
You won't. Honestly. No, we'll look after you. Nothing bad will come out of my mouth. While we do this interview. And Duffy, that wasn't a line.
I'm telling you, that wasn't
meant to be a cheap line.
Sounded like one.
And you did the games, and of course you did Supermarket Sweep, but you weren't as successful in Supermarket Sweep as you were in the games.
Unfortunately not, but you know, I can always be second to you, no problem.
And Mikey? Really, nobody knows what you did.
Who wants to know?
No, well, we want to know. What did you do?
I went cattle ranching out in America. Great. There you go.
Mikey turned into City Slickers.
That's it. No, you don't really want to know.
I do want to know. I'd love to know.
I know you're going to cut me off straight away.
I won't.
I went back to college, studied musical technology and sound engineering, and opened my own studio in Dublin.
Good man. There you go. Is it a successful studio?
It goes well, but you know, here I am back with Boyzone. Like, right. Listen, lads.
Listen, don't be embarrassed. We all understand that it's all, you know, that you're literally moments from signing on. All the money's gone. You must have, you know, don't tell me if it's too personal, but I would imagine that you must have all left Boyzone with a fair bit of money.
Oh, yeah, we did.
A pocket or two, all right. Yeah.
You made a lot of money for the record company. You made a lot of money for Louis Walsh, who, by the way, can't be bothered to come and see you today.
I'll buy us a car.
Yeah.
I'll buy you a car.
Yeah, we need a car from Louis Walsh.
You must have made, seriously, you must have made Louis Walsh millions of pounds. Millions of pounds.
Yeah.
And he can't even get out of bed for you.
Can't even buy us a car.
Well, this is why 40% with the Chris Moore Show management.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Sounds the future.
Dave was already in the process of getting you all a car each if you sign with us. Yeah.
What kind of car?
Well, listen, let me tell you, because I know you're worried about the environment. These cars are very environmentally friendly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because they will carry all of you.
I don't want them.
That's right. It's a Zara Picasso, and you will all fit in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not new, it's Dominic's, but you will love it, and you get to, you know, have it each day. Mm.
I'll tell you.
Can I drive?
What?
Can I drive?
Keith Duffy, no, you can't drive. You're never allowed anywhere.
What about this pie thing deal?
Well, we'll talk about the pie thing later. First, I'm getting off the subject of how much money you all earned.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
How much money do you all come out with you? A couple of million each?
Oh, we did all right.
You were all millionaires by the time Boyzone
finished. Yeah,
And no one's now here is poor.
No.
So you've all, this is, you know, you ain't done this because...
Nobody's going to admit it anyway.
Well, right. All right, maybe Duffy's poor.
I'm broke. I'm broke, man. I'm not lying to you, I'm here for the money.
We said that's what he wanted to hear. Do you know what? We were talking about this interview this morning at like 5:45 this morning. And we were saying that we didn't have Louis. We're going to have to change the whole style of the interview because we're going to have Louis and we're going to play against each other a bit. And we can't do that. And I went, do you know what? You know, they're funny lads. They're nice lads. You know, hopefully Duffy will say something like, I've got no money. I'm broke. I'm in it for the money. And you virtually word for word said it.
I got a loan of £20 off Shannon last night for that little bottle of wine.
But no, seriously, you're not broke, though.
No.
But
no, well, I kind of am.
Right.
My wife's not.
Right, okay.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I see. So if the tax man's listening, you have no money.
I have not a shilling.
Not a penny.
Not a shilling.
All right.
Me and Kerry Gattone.
So you've all got back now. Tell me, because this is interesting, isn't it? Because now I want to know whose idea it was to get you all back together and how that... Now, did you meet... When was the last time you all met up with Ronan?
I saw the guys at Shane's, the games thing.
Right.
That Shane was on. That was the first time we met after the time.
And was that awkward?
It was weird. Yeah, it was quite weird. Yeah, it was kind of weird.
You said weird again.
We all got back together that night and had a drink and kind of thought, no way, not getting this back together.
Yeah, no, this is a nightmare.
Were there any time during all this, were there any physical fights ever?
No, there wasn't. That was the problem, though.
I heard a story that Stephen wrestled you to the ground.
That's true.
He threw a bin at me in Singapore.
What?
That was out of love.
Hang on, who said he threw a bin? What?
Me.
What, who threw a bin?
Singapore, we were doing a radio interview, I think, one morning. Where was Stephen? And it was a row just born out of pure tiredness and, you know, exhaustion. I don't know what was said, but...
Who threw a bin? Stephen Gately threw a bin? You couldn't even pick a bin up?
It was a wheelie bin.
The aggressor.
It was a wheelie bin in wheelie Singapore.
So he didn't have to pick it up, he just wheeled it on him.
Yeah, he pushed it slightly. Yeah. Yeah, he was probably leaning on it and it kind of went over, like Del Boy in Only Fools and Horses at the bar. So you all meet up.
Yeah.
You forgave Ronan for being the Yoko Ono of Boyzone.
Yeah.
And then you went, wow.
More like the John Lennon.
He said,
like,
imagine this, lads.
That's right.
Yeah, imagine. That was a good line.
Imagine this, lads. I think we should get back together. What do you think, lads?
Gately,
we all went, yeah.
Yeah, Gately, throw another bin at him.
Have you got one?
I'll find you one.
Cardboard one, yeah.
And now you're all friends again. You're genuinely all pals.
Yeah, you know what? We went to the individually take that show. And,
easy for you to say.
I know, man. What am I like this morning? That pint last night, Duffy. And I think that's really what got us back together, seeing the guys and how amazing they were, and that really kind of opened the door for Boyzone, I think.
Well, you seem to be all kind of enjoying being back in each other's company again.
We honestly are.
Which is half
except for one fella.
Yeah. But he knows who he is. You know.
Who?
Louis.
Who's he? I don't know who he is.
Just an in-joke show.
Louis Walsh is dead. He's dead to you. Career-wise, he's gone. Forget it. I didn't play with the Westlife boys. You know, yeah, they've had some success. You know, but will it last? Oh, it's lasted quite a while. But will it? You know.
Where's the future in that?
Where's the future? I mean, sure, they could probably kick
this
down
is the future. Our 30 years. Thing.
But is it exciting? No.
This is exciting. This is very exciting.
So you're doing some live shows.
We opened the Belfast there a couple of nights ago, and it was amazing. In this little pub called the King's Head, we had a great night.
Was it a sellout?
It was sellout, yeah.
Almost.
40 people, man.
Wow!
We had two people that couldn't get in.
Free drink all night, it was brilliant.
Good God.
The shows have been amazing. Absolutely, really good fun, and we can't wait to play London, and can't wait to play everywhere else.
So you're dancing?
Yes.
Proper.
And
proper
how are those dancing? Those rehearsals must have been hilarious.
We had 4 weeks, which we never have before.
They need 4 weeks, though. Stephen, you can pick this stuff up and remember it and learn it. But some of these boys
have to learn to walk again.
I tell you, some of these boys are not natural dancers.
No.
Don't know if you'd noticed.
Like Roden. The only reason he went solo was because he couldn't dance. And he went, I've got to get out. Once I'm on my own, you don't see me doing any of that jiggy business. So you've done Belfast. So when do you play London?
We play London Friday, Saturday and Sunday. O2 Friday night, Saturday night, and Wembley Sunday night.
And then you're playing all over the place.
We're in Cardiff tonight.
Tonight?
We're in Cardiff, yeah.
Who's supporting you? Do you have different support, John? Do you have different bands?
There's two girls supporting us on the tour.
Nice.
Amanda and Laura.
They bought tickets to the show.
Nice.
And then we got the Sugar Babes in Dublin.
Yeah.
Well, I've never heard of them. I've heard of Amanda and Laura.
Yeah.
Oh, well, listen, I'm pleased you're back. And then tell me about new stuff.
We're working on the greatest hits now. There's two new singles. It should be out, fingers crossed, October. Well, November.
I've got the old greatest hits.
Yeah, it's greater than that, though.
Yeah,
it's the greatest hits.
This is where I don't know what's wrong with my. This is the greatest hits of Boyzone. There's only five songs on it, though.
Yeah, but now with management like you, they'll have an album of 12 hit songs.
Let's not go 12. Let's
6.
So we get it to 7.
Yeah, okay.
We'll do. Very long tracks we're thinking about.
There's something 4 minutes here, are we?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So remember the CD singles? You used to get the track and the longer version, then a remix.
Yeah.
And we're thinking about that, but call it an album.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll save money on production as well.
Exactly.
More money in your pocket.
Will you have us on every morning plugging it?
No, not every day. I don't have that much faith in you, but certainly, like once a week, we'll give you a mention.
That's pretty nice.
Lovely.
Yeah. Very kind of you.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm going to look after you.
Very good.
40%. You are management after all, you know?
You know what I mean?
That's
I've learned from the best, Louis Walsh. So I'll probably miss the next gig because I'll be asleep. I'll forget about it or something.
In bed.
How's the family over in Ireland, by the way?
My Irish family very well.
Are they?
Yeah, they're all good.
Is that cousin of yours still work for Ryanair?
No, she's left now.
Is she gone?
Yeah, she's gone. She's working on the radio now.
Is she?
Yeah.
In Ireland?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Go near her, I'll break your legs.
Okay.
To be honest, if you go near her and you pee her off, she'll break your legs.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
All right, let's go through it. Right, while we're with you, Keith, what's your favourite Boyzone song?
Isn't It a Wonder?
Isn't It a Wonder? I did like that one day.
I love
that
one.
Trying to hear it again?
Mm.
Let's have a listen. That'll do. Shane?
I reckon it might be a different beat, so.
A different beat. Was that on here? Yeah, that's number 7. Different beat. Dave, do you remember that one went?
Of course.
I know this.
Like that. That brings back memories.
I don't know who he is.
It's Louis.
It's Louis, yeah, Chad.
He's signing out the contract for the gig in Dubai.
That was him explaining your contract to us.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Why do you like that one?
It's just a beautiful song.
You got to sing over it.
Yeah, who sings lead vocals on No Matter What?
Me.
Yeah, that's right, you do.
Chicken and chicken tikka.
Chicken tikka.
Is that what it is? Chicken tikka. Do you get to
never really,
do you sing it in the live show?
Yeah.
I mean, you love that.
We do all the hits.
I love the fact he chose his favourite songs and when he sings them.
No matter what they tell us. No matter what they tell us.
Mikey?
It's got to be Picture of You.
Picture of You?
Yeah.
Now, was that the Mr. Bean
song? The Mr. Bean movie. That was great crack we had making that movie.
You know what? Do you know what? The thing about that is, that was the best part of that whole Bean movie.
Yeah.
Was the song. The
song, yeah.
Do you do this in the live show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the hits, darling.
I like that.
All the hits. We've
got too many hits.
Too many subs here. So good.
Thank you. When they say that I would make a mistake. Make a mistake. You see best.
Hey, Mando hits.
When you say that. I know, but I bet you wish you wrote that, baby.
I wish I did. I wrote that one.
Huh?
I wrote that one.
What, Picture of You?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, what did you win the Ivan Novello for?
That one.
Oh, was it this one?
Yeah, that's his favourite.
That's my favourite, isn't it?
Is that your favourite one?
No, You Needed Me is my favourite.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you write that one?
No.
No, okay.
Who wrote that?
Anne Murray, I think.
Louis. Louis? Seriously.
Louis.
Louis couldn't even write a check. As well, you know. It takes me. Oh.
Oh, I tell you what.
I cried a tear.
Oh, I love it. Oh,
it's a heartbreaker.
It brings them back, doesn't it?
The old ones are the best.
The old ones are the old ones.
The old ones are the old ones.
Keith at the end there is going, I don't remember this.
It was so nice.
I don't remember.
Is this one of ours?
Is this one of ours?
It's a B-side. Single. I don't remember.
Where was I that day?
I was through the snake bite period, was it?
Yeah.
I don't remember
the
thing.
It was a bad game.
Oh. You gave me strength. Gave me strength. Stand alone.
It's more airplay we've had in 8 years.
I'll tell you. I tell you what, you know what should we do? In playing the ones that you wrote, you get the PRS.
Yeah, play Picture of You again, will you?
I would never do such a thing.
Thanks.
And we got 40% now, let's get it on.
Yeah, man.
You know why Ronan Keating is a cool guy?
Why?
Because in the days of his proper clean-cut image, you'd meet him, and within about 3 words out of his mouth, there'd be a swear word. And there'd be a beer in his hand.
You know how hard it's been in here
for me?
We're
all struggling here.
Right, so not swear.
Not swear.
You've done very well. Stephen goes, I don't use bad language. Nothing bad passes my lips. I didn't mean that. I meant, Stephen, you know what I mean. We've been friends a long time, you know.
Yes.
Where was I going with that?
I don't know. I was talking about Ronan not swearing.
It was something really funny. Oh, no, Ronan. Now, am I right in saying, on the birth of your first child...
Yeah. What happened?
I heard that you bought a crate of vintage Jack Daniels.
And vintage wine it was, actually.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Couldn't get my hands on the vintage Jack Daniels.
And then is the idea to keep that?
Yeah, I still have it locked up for his 21st.
See, that's nice, isn't
that's
it?
Great.
That's
nice.
That's a
See,
really good idea.
This is why, what I like about it is...
I should have done that.
What he's done, he hasn't gone, I'm going to put £100 in a bank account, so by the time he comes of age, that will have grown to whatever.
101.
Yeah, he hasn't said, I'm going to invest in a company. What he's done is, he's bought his child booze, because he knows that when his child grows up...
You're just like me!
Booze will be the best present, Daddy!
And it'll be the best 21st birthday ever.
Yeah.
So, throw in
a couple of hookers, and he's, you know, he's happy.
The Jack Daniels was for his 16th. The wine was for his 21st.
Right, okay. When he got a bit more mature and a bit more growed up.
Growed up, yeah, with his cousins.
With the what?
With his cousins.
Jesus, God. I'm a surgeon. Right. Hey, listen, good luck. So tonight, let's have a look. Tonight in Cardiff.
Yep.
And then, what day is it today? Thursday. Then Friday and Saturday at the O2 in London. Is that right?
Yeah.
Then Sunday at Wembley Arena. Yeah. Then up to Nottingham, Cardiff, Birmingham, Manchester, Liverpool, Newcastle, Sheffield, Glasgow, Aberdeen, back to Dublin. And then it does kind of go a little bit, you know, Bath.
Open air, yeah, the summer shows.
All right, okay.
Yeah, open airs.
York.
You're invited to Bath, by the way.
That's the gig for you, isn't it?
And Norwich.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Go and see how the other half live. I understand that.
Are you going to come see you on the shows?
What? Do you know what? Your microphone's broken. Hang on a second. Let me find your mic. Just talk to your mic for me.
Are you going to come to see me?
No, I can't hear.
One more.
No, I really can't. There you go. That's why. Sorry. Sorry, now I can hear you.
Are you going to come and see one of the shows?
No.
Oh, I only had to ask bloody seven times.
Don't you come in here and use bad language.
I'm sorry.
You're not too big to go over my knee.
I love that.
By the way, is that a Superman tattoo on your chest?
Super Steven.
Oh, my God.
I like it.
I love it. What? Run me through some of the tattoos that you have, Shane.
How long have you got?
I've got over 50 hours of tattooing at this point, but the latest is this sleeve here.
Wow.
Which is from Louis Malloy, like Beckham's tattoos and stuff.
Right, okay.
Very good tattoos, you know.
Wow. How many tattoos do you have, Stephen?
Five.
Mikey?
One.
Which is?
Very small thing on my arm here, which next week is
your big girl.
There you go.
Ronan?
That's three.
Keith?
I don't know.
I heard that you have WY... tattooed somewhere, is that right?
WY.
Yeah, WY or welcome to Dublin, have a nice day, depending on what mood you're in. That's what I've heard.
No, I've changed that for anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Is that right? That's easy for you to slur. So listen, good luck. It's been great having you on the show, and been a good laugh, and thanks for coming in, and you hung around and everything, and listen, don't worry about
it. We turned up.
You did, so I knew you'd turn up. Hey. Unlike that Louis Walsh fella.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you
very much.
Come to
the shows the weekend. You'll have a laugh, actually. You might even enjoy it.
I'll come along.
Yeah. Get those contracts sorted out.
Yeah, we can sign the contracts now.
There's not only the five of us. We've eight fantastic dancers on stage with us as well.
Oh, well, that's always the pull for me.
Love them.
How well you know me. I was loving and hearing about coming to see the boy band, but now you tell me you've got dancers.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
They're really good-looking fellas.
Brilliant. I'm there. What do you want to do? Do you want to go straight to Tedious Link? Let's play Record.
The
timings are all over the place because we've had so much fun. Seriously, good luck.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Get working on some new material.
We're doing a new song on the show.
All right, good. But then you've got to record it.
We have it out in the shops. Yeah, that's
you going to release it?
Yeah.
When?
When are you going to play it?
We don't have it.
No, that's what I mean.
Otherwise, we'd have played it with it today.
No.
We just have to come back in.
Oh
no.
Just come on, it's in the contract now.
Phone it in.
We'll bring some pies.
All right, you're on. Ladies and gentlemen, Boyzone.
Thank you.
Back with a vengeance.